I'm at the Community Learning and Development Village, the CLD Village, at the Scottish Learning Festival here with Rory McLeod. Rory, you're the Director of the Community Learning Standards
Council, yes, and we're a group that are trying to establish training standards for community learning and development practitioners across Scotland, which includes paid and voluntary staff. So it's a kind of large-scale workforce, because unusually we consider all the volunteers, which in one respect is a majority of practitioners in our workforce, so that's what we do. But we're also linked to the work that's happening through Education Scotland and the development of community learning and development alongside the government policies such as school curriculum, curriculum for excellence in there as well.
Now, Rory, I think that people may think, when you think education, the first thing they think is schools. Now, I used to work at Dun University, and we worked in an interdisciplinary fashion with our Com Ed colleagues and our social work colleagues. But what challenges do you think that you face, or we face generally, about taking learning forward as learners, as lifelong learners, if we maybe keep focusing on schools only? What challenges are there for you or for us?
I think sometimes kind of to know where you are, you've got to look where you've been. And you understand why education in Scotland, because it's always had kind of "we are one of the best services in the world" kind of attitude, was about its schools. And that's very historically bedded, and you can't blame them for that. But we're now looking at a different world. We've got to look at lifelong learning. We talk a lot about lifelong learning, but don't really understand what that means. We think it's something you do after you leave school. Well, actually, lifelong learning starts in school. I mean, so it's your life, you know, that's not any different. But we think we have to start looking at how a lot of the services based in community-based learning can complement and work alongside what's happening in the government policy-driven school work, which is, frankly, sometimes gobsmackingly awesome in its creativity and what it's doing, but it isn't all the answers. Mm-hmm. So what you've got here in the village, for example, is a number of groups that are doing work all linked into schools or school-based stuff right across the board. Community health, LGBT Scotland, our own work, working with youth clubs, working with adult learning, working with community-based learning, family learning and so on. So really what we're saying is, think wider. Use learning in its broadest sense and not just think learning equals schools and institutions. Mm-hmm. But I think we're moving on. There's no doubt about it, and the debates are really quite exciting now. Mm-hmm.
Smashing stuff. Well, thanks very much for your time, Rory, and
no problem,
I think I'll have a wee walk around here, because there's a number of really exciting, interesting things to look at here. So thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Derek.